Riley, let's go ahead and use this audio boo to help you get ready to clean the kitchen. The first thing that you need to do is take a look at the countertops. I think the best thing to do is start with the kitchen table. Walk over to the kitchen table, take everything off, put the dishes next to the sink, and the food in the refrigerator. Go. Okay, Riley, welcome back. The next thing that you need to do is the island, the middle of the kitchen. Go ahead and take all of the food and put it away and clear off all the dishes and put them next to the sink. You shouldn't have anything on the middle island. Go. Welcome back. The next thing that you should do is the area above the dishwasher. Now this one seems to get the most cluttered. First, put any food away or anything that shouldn't be there, and then take any dishes and move them over next to the refrigerator. Ready? Go. Excellent, Riley. At this point, you should have the kitchen table finished, the area in the middle of the kitchen finished, and the area above the dishwasher finished. In order to make the kitchen look nice, at this point, get a paper towel or a washcloth, put on warm water, and quickly wash off the kitchen table, wash off the middle of the kitchen island area, that whole area, wipe down the stove, and wipe the countertops above the dishwasher. Make those three areas shine. Go. You are almost finished with the kitchen. Now all you have to do is unload and load the dishwasher. Go ahead and open up the dishwasher. Make sure that you have it unloaded. If you haven't unloaded the dishwasher, do that now. Go. All right, the last step then is to load the dishwasher, making sure that you rinse out and scrub out each dish. Go ahead and load the dishwasher, putting the cups and saucers on the top and the plates and the bowls on the bottom. If you have anything large, you're going to wash those things by hand. So go ahead and set the large things aside close to the refrigerator and wash all the silverware, all the cups, all the bowls, and all the plates. Go. Wonderful. Welcome back. Go ahead and take a look at the dishwasher. If you can put dishes in there for breakfast or later on dishes for snacks, go ahead and just close it up. If it needs to be run, go ahead and put the soap in, close it up, and push start. Go. All right, you are getting close to being finished, my dear. Now what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to wipe out the sink. Just wipe it down so it's nice and clean with some fresh water. And then fill the sink up with bubbly water. The large side of the sink is going to have bubbly water. Do that now. Go. Okay, now that you've filled the sink up with bubbly water, go ahead and wash any of those big dishes. You will need a spot to put the big dishes. If it were me, I would lay a towel out right above the dishwasher, and then when after you've washed the dish really well front and back, rinse it with warm water and then put it on top of that towel to dry. So do any dishes that need to be hand washed. Do that now. Go. All right, you're on the final steps. Those need to dry. You can dry them if you want by hand. Don't feel like you have to. You can leave them there to air dry. That would be just fine. The next step is to use that soapy water to wash out the sink, wash off the faucet, wash around the lip of the sink, and make the sink shine. Take the dirty water out, rinse the sink out, and then the last thing that I'd like you to do, I will tell you in just a moment. Go. Wash out the sink. Go. The final thing is just to make things shine. So rinse out your washcloth, get it nice and hot, and then rinse it out. And I want you to wash off the front of the refrigerator. Go. Now I want you to wash off the top of the stove and the front of the stove, the oven door. Wash them until they shine. Go. Take a look at the front of the cabinets. Are there any cabinets that you could wash off and make them shine? Go. The last thing is to come and give me a great big hug so I can tell you what a great job you did. I love you, Riley.